Sheboygan's Country B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio. How are you doing?
Good, good. One week away from holiday.
Are you ready?
Craziness. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
I could actually visually see the anxiety creeping into your face when I brought
ducked.
That up.
I really...
I haven't gotten it yet. I'm not prepared in any way, shape, or form. Don't get me wrong. But I would say by Saturday or Sunday, I'll start to get that panic. But that's when I get motivated. That fuels me. I thrive in those situations.
Shop or rap?
Any of it.
All right.
All of it. All of it.
Wow.
Now, my rapping, my parents and anybody that I've dated over my life will tell you, is pretty rough shot.
Okay. Oh,
it's one of those things where effort. Yeah. I tried.
Are you a convenience store Christmas shopper?
No. How dare you?
Not all the time.
Not all the time. But when I start to feel that in the next few days, then you get motivated. Then you get out there. I'm a back against the wall kind of guy.
Pressures make diamonds.
Absolutely. Wow, there we go. I'm going to write that down. I like it. Welcome, by the way.
Yeah,
who do we have in studio
here? Emily from Race. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm nervous, but then I'll start talking faster. It'll get a little crazy here.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you were telling me off the air. We both went to North High and both worked at the student radio station over there. So you've got a radio background a little bit.
I do, and I loved it. I loved it a lot.
So much fun. Yeah. Every once in a while, I turn it on during the day. I don't think they have the after school stuff the way they did probably when you were there and I was there.
Yeah, Thursday nights. I did a radio show.
Yes, I did too. All right, look at this. So talk a little bit about the RAISE program you're here to discuss. For those that don't know, a little background maybe.
Absolutely. I work for the RAISE organization. It's Runaway and Youth Services. And a lot of people, like I said, they hear Runaway and they think, oh, not my kid. But ultimately, then you get to fall under and Youth Services. Mm-hmm. So we work with all youth between the ages of 10 and essentially 18 if they're still in high school. We provide a variety of programming, including a drop-in program after school where youth can come and spend time with us. We cook a meal youth can come and eat. And that's 3:30 to 5:30 on Mondays and 2:15 to 4:30 on Wednesdays.
Okay.
We also run a food and hygiene pantry. So the food pantry is open on Tuesdays from, I think, around 3 until, we're looking at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because there's some schools that run a little bit later right now.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that we're open for the youth. We also do by appointment. So any kid that needs food, we absolutely want to help them. We gave around 11,000 food items out last year to youth under the age of 18 in Sheboygan County.
Wow.
This year, since school has started, just September, October, November, it was nearly 4,000 items. Kids
Holy
do need
cow.
Food. People don't think about that. We're always accepting donations. So,
I believe it.
We also give out hygiene items. So when you think about that, if their family is on food share, they can't get hygiene items. So we're talking shampoo, deodorant, conditioner, even like lotions and things like that. Guys
That's
are
an
looking
interesting
for cologne.
Point that I hadn't thought about and makes sense now to me because we do, every year we do the Christmas Giving Tree where we team up with a nonprofit and we get toys for kids generally.
That's
but
fantastic.
This year, I think it was Kindred Hearts Family we teamed up with, and they were really looking for hygiene items too. That was their biggest emphasis. I didn't think about that part of that when we heard that from them, that was what they were really looking for.
Yeah. And Kindred Hearts is fantastic.
Yeah.
We are part of this group that does the Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive. This is our second year. It's us, Catholic Charities, St. Vinny's in Plymouth, Safe Harbor, Salvation Army, Lakeshore Cap, and then the RAISE program.
Yeah.
It's part of the family radio station, but they this is the second year for Sheboygan County, and we'll be collecting items between February 17th and March 10th.
Okay.
All hygiene. And it gets distributed between those agencies. We give things out to schools and community members, individuals who need it. That's where we get the majority of our hygiene items to give out to kids.
Volunteer opportunities, are you looking for there?
We definitely need someone to put out boxes in the community because we put out to organizations, stores, and things like that. Last year, Wisconsin was a big contributor. Sargento was a big contributor. So getting boxes out to some of these different organizations and in area places. And it's throughout the county. So like Howard's Grove High School ran a drive for us last year, which was fantastic. Vans full of stuff. So
we'll
need somebody to put the boxes out in the community, and then we need someone to collect full boxes, which are extremely heavy. So we'll need some volunteers for both of those ends of that.
She's not talking to radio DJs or bloggers.
We need those muscles.
I can see you kind of sizing me up there for a second. No, that's not what we're looking for.
We're definitely looking for volunteers for things like that. In addition to that, we're going to a host home model. So we can put runaway and homeless youth up for up to 21 days.
Oh.
But we'll need some host homes to do that. We've had a couple other places where we've put them, but it's it's hard to get some availability in those. We're kind of one of the many entities that are using those facilities. So we're really looking for some host homes. And that looks like we're going to get them foster care licensed.
Yeah.
It's not part of human services. It's separate. A parent and a youth agree that this is a best placement for them. A lot of times it's for cooling down. Mm-hmm. But the individuals would get foster care licensed. They would get ongoing training on working with teenagers. If someone's already foster care licensed, it's even better because they can kind of take us in addition to the respite they may be doing for the county. But we, like I said, we have youth ages 10 through 18 that we need to put somewhere within the county.
I got to get you to the next studio. Contact information, website, Facebook.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a Facebook page, which is Runaway and Youth Services Sheboygan. We also, my email is emily.kundi@lsswis.org. We have a 24/7 number, a hotline, which is 1-855-LSS-RAISE or 1-855-577-7297. Our office number is 920-458-7100. Any of those ways, contact us. Any of those
amazing
ways.
That you remembered all of that. I have to say,
I say that a lot. That, so.
Do you remember, by the way, the WSHS tag? What was it when you were there? Where variety is
variety
the sound.
Is the sound.
Yes,
we came up with that.
Did
so.
You really?
Yes.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Thank you so much.